new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider here on a Wednesday night, the 13th of February, 2008. How are you? Glad you're with us. My name is Mike Chambers. Open lines tonight. Anything you want to talk about, we will talk about and discuss tonight. It is all fair game, and we'll get right after it. And I hope everybody's had a great day. I haven't had a good day. My wife is still sick with this flu stuff, and I am just feeling like a new man. I mean, literally, I don't know what it is. I have altered my entire diet. My appetite for everything has changed. I mean, it's like some things that I drink all the time. Like, I've been an iced tea fanatic for some time. Doesn't taste good. Although the stuff I got tonight's pretty good. It's a red diamond stuff, so. But it's probably genetically modified iced tea. But no, everything. We made lasagna tonight, and my wife and I were sitting there looking at the thing of lasagna, and half of it was still there, and we're going, huh? And all of us we're putting our plates up, and we're not eating a whole lot. It's like, wow. And, I gotta tell you what, I have felt better yesterday and today that I think I have felt probably, in the last year. I know that much. And my mind's alert, man. I'm just focusing in there. I've got my hemp seeds going and all that. I mean, eating fruit and, no junk. I mean, no junk at all. And it's like, yeah, feeling good, feeling great, getting lots of good nutrition. And, this is cool. And, because there's no desire, to get the junk. I mean, I don't want it. I don't want the cookies or anything. I got a sweet tooth tonight a little bit, so I went and grabbed a few grapes, that I bought today. And they were tasty. So it was just, I'm just charged up, fired up, ready to go, want to fight the New World Order, want to take our country back. Put things right on the straight and narrow. And I want to talk to you tonight at 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at MidnightRiderShow.com and at RepublicBroadcasting.org. And we'll check in on both of them here in just a couple of minutes with a little bit of Mousketeer roll call. And we'll dig into all that and oh so much more. Don't go anywhere. You're locked and loaded and plugged in tonight to the Midnight Rider right here on the RBN.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us tonight. I guess like I said, I'm just perky. I feel great. You know, I was sick. I got sick last week, and I thought I was starting to feel better like Friday night, and then Saturday morning it was just like, whoa, hit me again. And I mean, I was just out, zombied out. Have no idea of any conversations that occurred on Saturday. Nothing. And I literally didn't eat for 3 days. And didn't want seafood, took two sips of soup, and it was like, whoa, get it away from me, I don't want to even see it. And all I did was I drank fluids. I just drank fluid, a lot of fluid, a lot of fluid, a lot of fluid, a lot of fluid. And Monday morning came around, and it was like, man. I mean, just it's like just all kinds of things had changed. The amount of food, I never ate huge portions of food. I ate what everybody else ate, but the amount of food that I'm wanting now, man, it's not even close. That's the difference between double quarter pounder with cheese and Happy Meal. Hey, now I'll get a toy. Thanks. Well, bonus, I'll get a toy. Well, I hate McDonald's. I think a lot of this is all this stuff coming and doing. I did some research about some medical conditions that I've had over the weekend. And a lot of things, I think that's part of it too, is a lot of this stuff just like kind of start clicking and you're going, okay, all right, now you finally get it. You know what's going on. You've kind of been doing the right things a little bit here. Now we need to just take it to the next level and get her done. And I just feel absolutely incredible. I don't know, but I just can't explain it. And just perky as I'll get out and ready to go, ready to talk, ready to do whatever I can to get our country back. I mean, I really want to get this country back. And there's a lot of, the chat rooms have been, especially the Midnight Rider Show chat room has been down as of like the last two or three nights. And I think a lot of it is fact that, we're seeing some people bail because of Ron Paul. And Ron Paul's campaigns, kind of went off the tracks, and it's now pretty much just a congressional campaign at this point. And that happened too also after Ed and Elaine Brown were arrested. Like, people went for the fray. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then people, after about a week or so, kind of started sticking their heads back out. Is it safe? Okay, good. So I think we'll see the numbers in the chat rooms pick up. But we've always got a good group in both chat rooms, and I'm very excited to have everybody here. And it means a lot that you guys hang out and talk about the show and what's going on and about other subjects as well, where it's like little communities get built up during, with things. Let's see who's in the RBN chat room right now at republicbroadcasting.org. We've got Annie, who is listening in Norway, in the chat room. CPR Radio, one of our micro guys. Freeze-dried Jesus. I'm not going to ask. Gulag 2008, Knight Rider, Rerum Novarum, Rogue Dolphin, Sour Hoot, and Suzette. That's a collection of names. I love names that people come up with. Some of the names are very, very clever that people come up with. In the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Aberry Jane, Amoral, Break the Box, Chowda, Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh, K. Bowser, Man Knee, not Manny, but Man Knee. Michael Vale is in there, the Double Viper. This is the Federal Reserve. And Uber Noob. So, welcome to everyone and all. Glad you're with us on the program tonight. Just so much out there that we can go into tonight. Anything that you want to talk about is fair game. So feel more than free to do so. That number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443. Be glad to entertain anything that you want to talk about tonight. But a new article out by Jerome Corsi regarding our good boy Johnny Mac. That's right, little Johnny McCain. Oh yes, little war hero boy. Well, he's back. John McCain, evidently, according to Dr. Jerome Corsi, has been funded by none other than George Soros since 2001. WorldNet Daily article here. It states, as Senator John McCain assumes the GOP front-runner mantle, his longstanding but little-noticed association with left-wing donors such as George Soros and Teresa, and my own prescription meds, Heinz Kerry, is receiving new attention among his Republican critics. 2001, McCain founded the Alexandria, Virginia-based Reform Institute as a vehicle to receive funding from George Soros' Open Society Institute and Teresa Hines Carey's Tides Foundation and several other prominent nonprofit organizations. McCain used the institute to promote his political agenda and provide compensation to key campaign operatives between elections. In 2006, the Arizona senator was forced to sever his formal ties with the Reform Institute after a controversial $200,000 contribution from Cablevision came to light. McCain solicited the donation for the Reform Institute during his membership on the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. In a letter to the FCC, he supported Cablevision's push to introduce the more profitable a la carte pricing rather than packages of TV programming. Yet the Reform Institute still employs the McCain campaign's Hispanic outreach director, Juan Hernandez, as a senior fellow of its comprehensive immigration reform initiative. As WorldNet Daily reported, Hernandez serves as a non-paid volunteer for the campaign. Remember just a little bit ago it said that this is a place for where campaign workers can be paid in between elections? Well, I guess one's always in between elections. A dual Mexican, U.S. citizen, he's a member of former President Vicente Fox's cabinet, representing an estimated 24 million Mexicans living abroad. Hernandez, with a Mexico-first message, has argued aggressively against building a fence on the Mexican border, insisting the frontier needed to remain wide open so illegal immigrants could easily enter the U.S. July 6, 2001, homepage of the Reform Institute, archived on the Internet, lists founder McCain as chairman of the group's advisory committee. Prominent senior officials on the McCain 2008 presidential campaign staff found generously paid positions at the Reform Institute following the senator's unsuccessful run for the White House in 2000. Rick Davis, McCain's current campaign manager, was paid $110,000 a year before by the Reform Institute for a consulting position, according to the group's 2003 Form 990 filed with the IRS. In 2004, Davis advanced to the position of Reform Institute president with an annual salary of $120,000. This according to the Form 990 from 2004. In 2005, he remained president, but his salary dropped back to $45,000 a year with a time commitment of 5 hours per week. 45 grand a year for 5 hours a week? Where do I sign up? Carla Udy, a senior advisor on McCain's 2008 presidential campaign who until recently headed fundraising, was paid $177,885 in 2005 to serve as a Reform Institute secretary treasurer. Other McCain presidential campaign staffers who have found employment at the Reform Institute include Trevor Potter, McCain's 2000 legal counsel, Crystal Benton, the senator's former press secretary, who served as Institute's communications director in 2005 for an annual salary of $52,083. The Reform Institute regularly has supported McCain in various legislative efforts, including on-campaign finance reform, global warming, and comprehensive immigration reform, all efforts widely opposed by many in the party's conservative base. Arianna Huffington, syndicated columnist and creator of the HuffingtonPost.com, has served on the Reform Institute's advisory committee since the group's inception. According to Front Page Magazine, Teresa Hines Carey has provided more than $4 million to the Tides Foundation, a nonprofit organization founded by anti-war activist Drummond Pike in 76 with a history of funding causes such as abortion, homosexual rights activism, and open borders. Financial contributors while McCain was chairman of the Reform Institute also have included the Educational Foundation of America, a group that supports abortion and opposes drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve. The Soros-Carey funding connection with McCain was first exposed by Ed Morrissey at the Captain's Quarters blog in 2005. Subsequently, David Horowitz's DiscoverTheNetworks.org website and Michelle Malkin's blog gave renewed attention to the Reform Institute's funding ties. This guy's taking money from anybody and everybody. Even our other article out today that he was taking money from a campaign that Jack Abramoff worked at, to the tune of 100 large. All right, back in a minute. We got a couple of calls on the line. We'll get to those when we come back, and more news on the way This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway, the wind
blows doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, here on this Wednesday night. Tomorrow night on the program, we're going to have Rob Balsamo with Pilots for 9/11 Truth. That is going to be a good show. I've done two or three shows previously with Rob, and we're going to talk about Flight 77 and Flight 93. And Rob and his group of pilots, engineers, aircraft mechanics, all kinds of people who work throughout the airline industry, and Rob himself, a professional pilot. Through Freedom of Information Act requests, obtained flight data recorder information from both Flight 77 and Flight 93. And they went through and looked at the data and reconstructed it. And there have been a couple of movies made about it. You can go to pilotsfor911truth.org and check out the website. But he'll be with us tomorrow night, and we'll go into all of that, because there's a lot of interesting things regarding those two flights, especially 93. So much is not known about what happened that day with 93. Was it shot down? Was it not? So we'll get into that tomorrow night on the show, and still don't know what we're going to do Friday night. We might do your rant on Friday night. I don't know. We'll just see. I am going to try to get a guest. If I can get that lined up tomorrow, like I am going to try to get a guest for Friday night. So, to talk about some things. But if I don't get the guest in time, we'll get your rant going. Let's go down to Georgia and talk to Solomon. Solomon, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the program. You're on.
Thank you. How are you doing? Good evening.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's good to hear you. I was just calling. You said tonight was kind of open night. I didn't know how much time was allotted, but I had a couple of different things I'd like to talk about.
Sure, take your time. Let's go.
Sure. Namely, first of all, I'd like to talk about Ron Paul, the campaign overall, something that I think we can do locally, and maybe a bigger picture of how this all plays together and things that we can do after this all works out. Now, as far as Ron Paul, I'm personally very disappointed that he's not going to run as an independent. I understand his stand on his congressional seat and having to fight for it, and he may get put out of the Republican Party if he runs as an independent in the presidential election. But with the state of this country and with us in the freedom movement knowing that he's the only real candidate that we have left, I would just love to see him run as an independent just so he can participate in the debates. Regardless of what happens with his congressional seat. And why couldn't he run for the congressional seat as an independent?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know why he couldn't. Quite honestly, I think what happened, you know, the more and more I look at this, Solomon, I don't think they expected to get as far as they got. And things started moving, and a movement started building behind this. You know, because he said over and over, he just couldn't believe the response.
Right.
And I think things just got way ahead of him. The campaign was out of control. They either couldn't make decisions, or somebody was making a lot of bad decisions regarding advertising, where money should be spent or wasn't spent. And I think they made a ton of mistakes. And quite honestly, unless Ron Paul cleaned house and brought in some professionals, he wasn't going to go anywhere. And I think by the time that they got through New Hampshire, and New Hampshire and Iowa both turned out to be a debacle for his campaign, New Hampshire, he should have tore New Hampshire up. I mean, he should have ate New Hampshire up. Yeah. And the fact that they didn't come out of there with much of anything support at that point began to dry up. And I think he's realized that there's no way he's going to be able to continue to raise money. Because at that point in time, the support withered away. I mean, we went from raising $6 million in 1 month to the end of the next month, we raised $1 million, barely made $1 million. I mean, it was a push to the end of the night to get the $1 million. And I think that played something to do with it. And two, I think they were running more of an educational type campaign. They weren't running to win. They were running to teach people. And I think if that's what they were trying to do, I think they were very successful at it.
And I agree, and I understand that perhaps he didn't run with the intention of winning and just wanted to educate people. But doesn't it seem almost contradictory? Because once he saw how big it did get, shouldn't that show more reason to stay in it rather than losing out of it?
Yeah, you would think so, but at the same time, when you go into a third party run, you've got questions of ballot access. Although you've got the Libertarian Party and the Constitution Party that can get on the ballots in most states,
sure.
And both have said, "Hey, you're welcome here to run under our banner. We'll go get this thing." But hold on right there, we got to take a break here real quick, Solomon. We'll come back and talk more about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider. I'm Chambers, back in a flash.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
That's producer Manny on guitar, by the way. He plays a mean air guitar, let me tell you. He's rare as back. He just gets all over it. All right. Talking to Solomon in Georgia. Solomon, you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Solomon. Let me pick up where we were at. With
it's just really hurtful, I think, personally, and for a lot of those who were following the campaign, the grassroots campaign that he had built up. It was just beginning to mushroom, and with his mentality may have not thinking he had a chance to win, that I think that may have been a little bit frustrating for some of the followers, because I think a lot of us believed he did have a chance to win.
Well,
if
you
he
know,
had been a very outside chance, very much a long shot, but if nothing else, it seemed that if the duty or if the plan was to educate people, then I think we wanted that to go to as big of a platform, as big of a national stage as possible for as long as possible. Because as it was mushrooming, I mean, these things take up, in the way that it was expanding, who knows what the outcome of the election could have been, which is neither here nor there. But so many minds were being opened up to his message.
And for me, that's a frustrating part of this, too, because I look at this, and I sit and think about the people who went and quit their jobs, sold their homes, moved up to New Hampshire to work for the campaign, and then nothing happened. And all the people that have come on board and that type of thing. And, yeah, I said there's a frustration in that with me as well. But you said, and you start looking at a lot of the stuff, would a third-party run have paid off? For me, I was content whether it ran third-party or stayed in the Republican Party to stay in the race as long as he can, as long as he was out actively campaigning and getting people to his events and spread the message that way. I would be content to still provide money to the campaign because again, in the beginning, hey, I thought it was all about the message. It was about the message. And then we did $4 million. And then we did $6 million. And I'm going,
hey.
And that's when I think a bunch of us started going, hold on, wait just a minute here. We might be able to do something here.
And even if not, win the election could at least make it that much more difficult for this New World Order system to do what it's doing to us. Because we know that Ron Paul is the only candidate in this election who is not down with the program, as they would say. He's really the only candidate we had, the only one we've had in, 40, 50 years, maybe since JFK, who is not. And we know how that went down. Now, I know Ron Paul is an individual and he has to take care of his needs. I know he's an older man. I don't know how he's financially situated. Maybe he had to consider financial reasons to not lose a congressional seat. If that is a part, I want to know, do we know if there's any way possible that we could take maybe $500,000 from the campaign contributions and put it aside and give it to Ron Paul so he'll know his personal finances will be fine and he can go continue this campaign?
Yeah, I wish that I don't think he can do that legally. I think he decided that he needed to keep the seat. And then again, you don't know what the thing is. We're looking at this from, we're on the outside looking in, and we don't know what was going on inside his campaign. How much in disarray was the campaign? Because, I mean, you'd have one guy come on Alex Jones, because that's the only show they'd go on. You'd have one guy come on Alex one day, say one thing, and then the next day another guy from the campaign would come on, and on the same subject say something else. And one day you'd be led to believe that, hey, we're heading down the third party line. Next day, no, we're not going third party. Ron Paul does an interview. They'll ask him, well, are you going to go third party? Well, he says, well, no, I have no intentions to. This is, so that doesn't mean that you're not running third party. So, well, you can never rule it out.
Right.
And so he left that thing hold and open for people, and a lot of people got excited about it and thought, hey, he's going to go third party.
Mm-hmm.
And
How do we let that get us sidetracked? If the people running the campaign were that bad and it was still doing as well as it was, then that means it's really bigger than Ron Paul and his people.
Yeah. And that's go ahead. Go ahead. Let's finish your point. Go ahead.
Know that this game is for keeps. This is not, this is probably one of the most crucial elections America has had in its history. Right. And we know the part, especially those of us who are Christians and may see how all this ties in biblically and prophetically, this is crucial. This is an extremely
crucial election. And for a man like Ron Paul, who the name Ronald means powerful advisor, for a man like him to drop out, I just believe it's very, it speaks volumes to what may be about to happen in our nation's future. And by the way, his last name, Paul, means little preacher. And he was given a word that Americans needed to hear.
Yeah, yeah, he was indeed. Solomon, I appreciate the call. But I, you know, I'm... I wish, you know, either way, you know, I wish he would continue on, go past the convention, and just keep going regardless of how many ballots he could get on, that kind of thing, just getting the message out. As long as people show up at the campaign stops, I'd keep supporting the campaign and that kind of thing. Because I would just, you know, because it is the message that's the most important thing, that message of freedom and liberty and truth. But the thing is, though, in the end, and I'm going to keep putting this out, keep saying this, in the end, it starts and ends with us. And we've got to remember that. Ron Paul was a guy who decided to stand up, took the flag for a while. He carried it as far as he thought he can go. And until somebody sits down with him and finds out what the total rationale was, not on some YouTube clip or something like that, or you know, from a... email to supporters that may or may not have been written by Ron Paul, by a ghostwriter, or some, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, people are going to have so many doubts. I mean, you can go to his forums, and there are people still talking about a third-party run and that type of thing. And I, you know, all I know is the guy stood up, he went forward. We've got a lot of new people here. Now it's our job to educate them. It's up to these meetup groups to stay together, start working in their local communities, in their own precincts, and in their counties, and start making a difference. That's what we're up to. That's what it's down to, and it's get it on time. And that's where the work needs to get done. You know, I could wish he could run carrying this message all the way to November, man, because it would just think of the number of people it would bring in. But it's not going to happen. He's decided that his place is in Congress, and you know, either way, I've got to honor it because we asked him to run. He did. We got him the money to run, but as soon as New Hampshire was over, the money started drying up. I was a million was about as good as it was going to get on the day of the last money bomb. And I think at that point in time, they probably started seeing the handwriting on the wall. Let's go to Mo in Oregon. Mo, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Thank you very much indeed. You have a very beautiful show, and you're working hard every night to give us the truth and information that it will be very vital for all of us, indeed. And the reason I called to give you some information. And especially last night, because I think I was we had some issue with communication. Otherwise, I was going to talk to you about Iran also. And what you covered about Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh and then the Shah and then Ayatollahs, totally, absolutely correct. And, you know, the same thing will happen to Iran, it will happen here. And I'm very disappointed that Mr. Ron Paul, he left us all naked, and now we are going to vote for either Obama or Clinton or McCain, which all of them are the same. There is no difference. It's not going to, economic gets better. They have the same agenda. And their agendas are North American Union. Their agendas are to take out all the middle class people from United States, and we will be like in near future. We will be Bangladesh, we will be Ethiopia, if we don't wake up soon, if we don't act. I mean, we don't have unity And that's the major issue in the United States. Why not all the radio stations, they set a date and let 200 out of 300 million go to the street and demand change? I mean, we need to learn from Gandhi. It doesn't matter. The first line they shoot, we go to the second line. Let the people, I mean, in every country you see the revolution, they have given the blood. I mean, if you don't want to give the blood to fix all these craps going on, then once we become a Bangladesh in this country, then we deserve it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Mo, good points. Thanks for the call. Let's go to John in Texas. John, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Good evening, Mike.
How you doing?
Mike, I tell you, I'm really disappointed. And I've got to agree with, you know, what a whole lot of with what Mo just said, you know. If you're not willing to fight for it, if you're not willing to make a stand, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And I thought Ron Paul was that guy. I thought he'd fight. I thought he'd make a stand. You know, if you take a hard look at what we've got out there, Hillary and Obama, McCain, and you look at these people close and overall don't vote a single item, you know, or vote on a single issue. Just look at these people overall. I'm telling you, we're in some kind of trouble. We are in trouble. And we needed a savior. And I thought Ron Paul was going to be that savior. Because there's a lot of us who realize this is the last stand. Beyond this is the bullet box, so to speak. Is,
right.
You know, human life, sacrifice, and blood. And I, you know, I thought at least that if Ron Paul didn't win, that he'd place. If he didn't place, surely he would show. But I figured he'd ride this horse to the end, ride it into the ground, slide off the horse, run in with a saber in his hand. You know, as soon as the heat come out in the kitchen, I mean, the heat went up in the kitchen, you know, he couldn't hold them. He just couldn't. He folded. And he's gone back to becoming a senator again. I just cannot believe this. And what have we got for a backup?
Us.
Where are we going to go with this now?
It's us. And the thing is, it's always been us, and it's just back to us. That's where it's at. I mean, we're no different, no better off, no worse off. Actually, we're better off because there's more of us now than there were when he started running. I mean, because I mean, all these over 100,000 people in meetup groups, and if these meetup groups hold together and start doing their jobs locally, and start working in their precincts and in their counties, and start taking them back, and we dive right into these into these counties.
What is going to be their inspiration? What is going to inspire these people? What are they going to be working? I mean, what is going to be? Who are these meetup groups? Okay, we meet up. They don't have a candidate. They don't have someone that can take the heat in the kitchen. They don't have anyone who's as mean as a junkyard dog. We got to get somebody.
You're right. We're going to have to find them, and we're going to have to find them.
We got to find somebody.
Yeah, we're going to have to find them fast, and that's the thing, and that's why we got to start working now. We can't wait around. And say, well, we'll wait till the midterms. Well, we'll wait till the next go around. No, we got to start now. We got to start putting it all together now. And because, I mean, if we survive a Hillary administration, John McCain's not going to get elected. That's period, end of story. This is his swan song. He's Bob Dole in 1996 all over again. He'll run a miserable general campaign, and he'll go by the wayside, and it'll
be Hillary.
You're
probably right, but look at the alternatives.
Oh, the alternatives are terrible. The alternatives at this point are terrible. At this point in time, we are hung. But the only people who can solve that is us, and the only way that we're going to be able to do it is to start doing this stuff locally and start branching out from there. That's the only way we can do this, other than, like you said, the bullet box.
Right.
And even that's not going to be a fair fight, because they got stuff we don't even know about.
Oh yeah. And, well, you know, getting physical is not going to be the answer. I mean,
no, it's
you
not.
Know, it used a long time ago. And the revolution, you know, is musket for musket. But now we're talking 22 rifle or deer rifle versus an F-16, you know.
Exactly.
So we just got to find somebody that can walk the walk and talk the talk.
Indeed we do. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk with Will in Missouri. And Richard in Texas, and I think Solomon's back with us as well. I don't think I let him finish. So we'll come back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
on the Midnight Rider. Let's go to Will in Missouri. Will, thanks for holding. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing very good, Mike. Now we're finally getting down to some political realities. I'm hearing some blood coming out here from the people, and this is just exactly where we need to be. We really need to understand that as we began weeks ago now, the very first comment I made was that if anybody thinks that Ron Paul was going to walk on water or be our savior, you really need a checkup from your neck up. And I don't mean that unkindly. I mean it totally straight up. Is because this is the checkup that we really need to have. Is that when we think that someone else is going to take a stand for us, that's where we've made our first mistake. And when we begin in an error, we're going to end badly. And so now we have this opportunity. We've got a lot of people woke up, just like you've said several times tonight in other broadcasts. We've finally got people woke up. We've laid out a little basic plan, how you can begin locally, get vocal local. And getting vocal local, folks, is just about like going to blood. If you've ever stood up in a council room, if you've ever stood up face-to-face, mano-a-mano with a sheriff who didn't hold your point of view, that's about as close to blood as you're going to get without going there. And so it's time to, you know, like they say, gut up, you know, get ready for it, but realize that this all happens locally. The entire political system is local. It never goes away from local. It doesn't make any difference whether it's coming from the United Nations, whether it's coming from the IDU, wherever it's coming from. It all has to come down to the local, because if they can't get the people to go along, the system breaks. And so we stop going along. We stop going along to get along. And Moe's right. You know, every generation we have to, you know, somebody's going to have to give blood. I hope to God we don't have to get to that in my generation, but it may very well come that time. I'm not going to walk on to Washington like you were saying the other night, Mike, and it was so right. I'm not marching to Washington when the clowns are gone. I'm not going to Washington when Bush is in his ranch. I go there.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm glad you brought that up. That whole thing, you know. I mean, they're trying to vote, and I have all the respect in the world for Dr. Paul. And this march is going to be nothing but a bunch of speakers and a few bands playing. I'm sorry. It ain't going to get nothing. I mean, everybody's trying so hard to get their face on TV. Yeah. We don't need TV. We need the attention of the powers that be that said, hey, your time is up.
Yeah, and we don't need to be building castles out of sand and crowning kings and queens where none of them need to exist. You know, we don't have to have the rallies in the Browns compound. We saw how that went, okay? What we need to do is get vocal local and start taking this thing back. Now, we laid it out for the people. And anybody that's listening tonight, you got a short window. You need to make a decision. You need to make a decision in the next few days whether or not you're going to start taking your country back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You can do it. You can do it the legal, lawful, and correct way, which is by getting yourself elected. The only way that you can hold your local elected officials accountable is if you become that official.
Right.
And if you're not willing to accept that, then you're willing to be a slave.
Yeah, and going back to the Browns, while the rallies were going on, while the concerts were happening, everybody was great and grand about going over there, but when it was time to go get your hands dirty, nobody wanted to show up.
That's the way it always
goes. And that's why they're sitting in jail now.
That's it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mike.
Good points. All right, we're going to grab a break. We're going to come back on the other side. We'll talk with Solomon again, and then Charlene in Missouri will join us. And if you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.